Welcome to your crypto review with David and Nicole.
Hi, everyone.
Today, we're diving into the exciting world of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Exploring 10 promising coins for 2025.
We're going to be looking at.
Based on insights from Brave New Coin.
Some insights from Brave New Coin.
This is going to be particularly interesting for you.
Especially.
Especially with how the market has been in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Bitcoin breaking $100,000.
Yeah, $100,000.
And pulling back.
Pulling back a little.
And some impressive performance from those altcoins.
Oh, those altcoins are really making a statement this year.
Absolutely.
And
that's what we're here for.
It really sets the stage for some strategic thinking, doesn't it?
It does.
Because choosing the right coins amidst this volatility becomes even more crucial.
What's fascinating is we're going beyond just Bitcoin and Ethereum.
That's right.
This deep dive uncovers some emerging projects.
Absolutely.
With really unique solutions.
It's not just about the big players anymore.
I think you'll have a few aha moments.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
The first one that really caught my eye is Quebetix.
Okay.
Now, it's not just about the TCS token. It's about their mission to make blockchain technology accessible to everyone.
I'm all for breaking down those barriers.
And that's...
How are they approaching this?
Quite powerful.
Yeah.
Their secret weapon is the Quipcode IDE.
Okay.
Let's say a small business owner wants to create a loyalty program on a blockchain, rewarding their customers.
Right.
Typically, they'd need a whole team of coding experts.
Right.
Which can be a nightmare for a small business.
I can see that becoming a roadblock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But Quebetix Quipcode changes the game.
Okay.
It simplifies the process.
So you don't have to be...
So you don't need to be a coding whiz to build on the blockchain.
A coding whiz.
It's designed to empower anyone
to
leverage this technology.
So is this like a drag and drop interface for blockchain?
You could say that.
Okay, cool.
And the community seems to agree. Their pre-sale has been a huge success.
Really?
Raising over $5.4 million.
Oh.
And over 8,300 people are already holding their TCS token.
That's amazing.
That speaks volumes about the excitement surrounding Quebetix.
That's definitely a testament to their approach.
No.
Now, what about this next project?
What about it?
I hear it's all about connections.
It is.
Okay.
Chainlink.
Oh.
And its Elinte token is all about bridging the gap between real-world data and those smart contracts.
Okay.
It acts as a secure and reliable middleman.
So
ensuring the data feeding those contracts is accurate.
Can you give me an example of that in action?
Sure.
Yeah.
Think about insurance payouts based on weather data.
Okay.
Chainlink makes that connection secure and reliable.
That's true.
Ensuring the payout is triggered automatically when the conditions are met.
That's really powerful.
Especially for automating processes.
Yeah, especially for automating processes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've taken it a step further with their cross-chain interoperability protocol, or CCIP.
CCIP.
Think of it as a universal translator for different blockchains, allowing them to communicate and share information seamlessly.
So this means DeFi platforms can access a much wider range of data and resources.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're not just connecting data.
Yeah.
They're connecting the entire blockchain ecosystem.
That's huge.
Which is a game changer for DeFi's future.
Chainlink really seems to be playing a crucial role in this space.
A very crucial role.
Now, this next project on our list, Stellar, is a bit different.
A little bit different.
It's focusing on something incredibly important.
Yeah.
Financial inclusion.
All right. And it does it beautifully.
A+.
Stellar.
Yeah.
And its XLM token focuses on making cross-border transactions cheaper.
Right.
And faster.
That's true.
Particularly for those without access to traditional banking. It bypasses all that red tape and high costs.
Right.
Opening up financial opportunities for so many.
It's like a global Venmo.
You got it.
But on the blockchain.
On the blockchain.
That's amazing.
It is pretty cool.
Can you paint a picture of how this could impact people?
Sure.
Yeah.
Imagine a small business owner in, say, Africa.
Okay.
Who needs to send money to a supplier in Asia.
Okay.
With Stellar, they can do that instantly.
Wow.
And with minimal fees.
That's incredible.
Eliminating the delays and complexities of traditional banking system.
Wow, that's a real game changer for so many people around the world.
It really is.
And it seems like Stellar's getting recognized for this impactful work.
Absolutely.
In what ways?
They've been partnering with central banks.
Oh, wow.
To explore the use of digital currencies.
That's great.
Which is a huge sign of mainstream recognition and a testament to their reliability and innovation.
Now, switching gears a bit, let's talk about Hedera.
Hedera.
This one's for the environmentally conscious among us.
For those who care about the planet.
It's a project that truly understands the importance of sustainability.
It really does.
In the crypto world.
In the crypto world.
Right.
Hedera and its HBAR token utilizes the technology called Hashgraph.
Okay.
Which is incredibly fast.
Right.
And energy efficient.
Right.
Especially compared to something like Bitcoin's energy consumption.
You're right. I remember reading somewhere that Bitcoin's proof of work system.
Yes.
Consumes a lot of energy.
It does.
How does Hedera compare?
It's like night and day. Okay. Bitcoin's proof of work requires massive computing power.
Yeah.
And therefore a lot of energy.
Right.
Hedera's proof-of-stake system is significantly more efficient,
okay,
consuming a fraction of the energy.
So is Hedera just about being green?
Well,
or is there more to it?
There's definitely more to it.
Okay.
Their governance model is truly impressive.
In what way?
They're governed by a council of major companies.
Oh, wow.
Like Google, IBM, and LG.
Wow, that's a serious vote of confidence.
It is. It adds a layer of trust and stability.
Right.
These companies are deeply invested in Hedera's success,
mm-hmm,
and they wouldn't be associated with a project that wasn't built to last.
You know, all this talk about these incredible projects,
yeah,
is making me want to dive deeper into the world of crypto.
You and me both.
If you're feeling that pull, you should definitely check out CryptoIsHere.live.
It's a great resource.
They've got tons of information on all these projects and more,
yeah,
allowing you to really explore these exciting opportunities in the crypto world.
Absolutely.
They do. It's a great resource.
It is.
Now, we've covered four really interesting projects so far.
We have.
Quebetix, Chainlink, Stellar, and Hedera.
Four down.
And we've still got six more to go.
Six to go. And each one is just as groundbreaking.
I'm excited.
I am too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how these projects are addressing such a diverse range of needs, isn't it?
It really is.
And speaking of diversity, this next project, Pezos.
Okay.
Really embodies that concept with its focus on evolution and adaptability.
Evolution in the crypto world.
Evolution.
Now that's intriguing. Tell me more.
Well, think about how most blockchains require those disruptive hard forks to upgrade.
Right.
It's a cumbersome process, almost like ripping out the engine of your car to replace it with a new one.
And often causing quite a stir within the community, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Tezos
and
its XTZ token takes a different approach.
Yeah.
They have this self-amending protocol.
Self-amending.
It's like your phone seamlessly updating its software in the background without any interruption.
So no more network disruptions or community splits during upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a dream for developers and users alike.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Tezos just smoothly evolves over time.
So just constantly updating.
Making it a very attractive platform for developers and enterprises who need stability and reliability.
It makes perfect sense.
It does.
They wouldn't want to rebuild everything from scratch every time there's an upgrade?
No, they wouldn't.
So what kind of impact is this having in the real world?
Well, we're seeing a growing interest in Tezos from institutional finance.
Really?
Big banks and financial institutions are starting to recognize the value of its robust governance model and its strong focus on security.
So Tezos is gaining traction in the mainstream financial world.
It is.
That's a good sign for its long-term potential.
It's a very good sign.
Yeah.
And it's not just limited to finance.
Oh.
Tezos is also making waves in the gaming and art industries.
Really? I'm curious to know how.
Well, its proof-of-stake consensus mechanism, for one, is very environmentally friendly.
Okay.
Which resonates with artists and developers who are increasingly concerned about their carbon footprint.
That's a huge plus in today's world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're also seeing game developers using Tezos to create these exciting play-to-earn ecosystems.
Oh, wow.
Where players actually own their in-game items as NFTs.
So it's like bringing real-world ownership into the gaming world.
Exactly. It's a fascinating development.
Yeah, that's cool.
So Tezos is about smooth evolution, attracting institutions, and even appealing to gamers and artists.
Wow.
It's a very versatile platform with a lot to offer.
It sounds like it.
It is.
You know, this deep dive is really opening my eyes to the sheer breadth of innovation happening in the crypto space.
It is truly remarkable.
It is.
And speaking of innovation, this next project,
Cosmos,
is taking on a massive challenge,
building
what they call the Internet of Blockchains.
The Internet of Blockchains?
Internet of Blockchains.
Okay, I'm going to need you to break that down for me.
It sounds futuristic.
It does.
But that's essentially what they're doing.
Okay.
Right now, we have all these different blockchains operating independently, like isolated islands.
Right, and I imagine that creates challenges when you need to move assets or data between them.
Exactly. But Cosmos, with its ADEM token, is building the bridges between these islands, enabling different blockchains to communicate and share information seamlessly.
So it's like creating a unified blockchain ecosystem.
Precise.
Breaking down those walls.
Breaking down the walls.
Yeah.
And this opens up incredible possibilities.
Like what?
Imagine a logistics company that needs to track goods across borders.
Okay.
Using multiple blockchains.
Okay, so this would be for like a global company.
It could be.
Okay.
But with Cosmos, it becomes much simpler.
How so?
They can use one platform to track everything, regardless of which blockchain the data is stored on.
So Cosmos is making blockchain technology more practical and accessible for real-world businesses.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And this interoperability is crucial for wider blockchain adoption.
Right, because you need to be able to talk to each other.
You do.
Okay.
Now, our next project is one that I think will resonate with a lot of listeners.
Okay.
It's VidChain.
VidChain.
And they're tackling the issue of supply chain transparency.
Supply chains are so complex these days.
They are.
It feels like I have no idea where most of the products I buy actually come from.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And that lack of transparency is a problem for both consumers and businesses.
Absolutely.
Consumers want to know that the products they're buying are ethically sourced and sustainable.
Right.
Businesses need to be able to prove they're meeting those demands.
Right.
VeChain, with its VET token, is stepping in to provide that transparency.
Okay. So how does VeChain actually achieve this?
They use blockchain technology to track products from the very beginning of the supply chain all the way to the end consumer.
Okay.
Imagine scanning a QR code on a shirt.
Okay.
And seeing exactly where the cotton was grown.
Oh, wow.
Where it was manufactured and how it got to the store.
Wow, that would be incredible.
What would
it? It would make greenwashing a lot harder.
Exactly. Yeah. And it would give consumers so much more power to make informed choices.
Absolutely.
We're already seeing major brands partnering with VeChain to implement these solutions.
So this isn't just some futuristic idea. It's happening right now.
It is, and it's gaining momentum.
That's awesome. VeChain is demonstrating that blockchain can have a real tangible impact on our everyday lives.
VeChain has definitely caught my attention.
Good.
What other innovative project do we have on the list?
This one is all about speed. It's called Aptos.
Aptos, okay.
A newcomer to the scene that's already making a big splash with its focus on building a next generation layer one blockchain.
Speed is always a good thing, especially in the world of technology.
Especially in technology.
What makes Aptos so fast?
Their goal is to make transactions as fast and seamless as possible.
Okay.
Whether it's for gaming, finance, or anything else.
Right.
They want to eliminate those frustrating transaction delays we sometimes see on other blockchains.
So they're aiming for a user experience that's as smooth as using any other app on our phones.
Precisely.
Okay.
And they're achieving this by focusing on developer-friendly tools.
So it's easy to...
Making it easier for developers to build fast and efficient dApps on their platform.
Build on.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're attracting top talent to the Aptos ecosystem.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly.
Attract the best developers.
We're seeing partnerships with gaming studios and other companies eager to leverage this speed and scalability.
So Aptos sounds like the speed demon of the blockchain world.
You could say that.
That's cool.
They're pushing the limits of what's possible in terms of transaction speed and efficiency.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see where they go from here.
It is.
You know, with all this talk about these groundbreaking projects, I'm realizing just how much potential there is in the crypto space.
There's a lot.
If you're feeling that same spark of interest, you should definitely check out cryptoshere.live.
It's a fantastic resource.
It is.
Providing deep dives into these projects and so much more.
And more.
You can explore the future of finance and discover the possibilities that await in this dynamic world.
You can.
It really is incredible to see how much innovation is happening. And speaking of pushing boundaries, let's talk about Immutable X.
Immutable X.
They're shaking things up in the world of NFTs and gaming.
They are indeed Immutable X, and its IMX token is all about making NFT transactions within games smooth and affordable.
Okay.
Imagine a world where you truly own your in-game items, like those rare swords or skins that gamers love to collect.
So instead of those items being locked within a specific game, they could be traded or even used in other games.
Exactly. With Immutable X, you'd actually own them as NFTs and you could trade them freely with other players.
Okay.
It's like having a whole player-driven economy built right into the game.
That would definitely change the dynamics of gaming. So, how does Immutable X make this all possible?
They're a layer 2 scaling solution for Ethereum.
Okay.
Which means they're built on top of Ethereum, but they're designed to handle transactions much faster and cheaper.
Ah, so they're addressing the issue of those high gas fees that can sometimes be a barrier on Ethereum.
Precisely. And here's another great aspect. They're doing all of this in a carbon neutral way.
That's a significant consideration for gamers who are becoming increasingly aware of the environmental impact of crypto.
Absolutely. Immutable X demonstrates that you can have a fun and engaging gaming experience without compromising sustainability.
Immutable X is definitely a project to watch.
All right.
All right, we've reached the final project on our list. What do we got?
This last one is all about privacy. It's Monero.
Monero.
And it's the leader when it comes to untraceable transactions.
Privacy in crypto is such a crucial topic, especially with growing concerns about online surveillance and data breaches.
It's more important than ever, and with Monero and its XMR token, you can send and receive money without anyone being able to track where it came from or where it's going.
So for those who prioritize financial privacy, Monero is the go-to option. But how can they be sure it's truly private?
Monero is designed for privacy from the ground up. They use advanced cryptography to obscure the sender-receiver and the amount of every transaction. It's like having digital cash offering a level of financial anonymity that's difficult to achieve with traditional systems.
That's impressive. We've covered 10 really interesting projects today. What are some of the key takeaways for our listeners?
I think the most important takeaway is that blockchain technology is incredibly diverse. There's not just one solution for everything. These projects were all addressing a wide range of needs.
We've seen projects focused on accessibility, scalability, sustainability, privacy gaming, and so much more. It's clear there's a lot of passion and ingenuity driving this space forward.
Exactly. There's something for everyone, whether you're a developer, an investor, or someone curious about the future of technology. There's a blockchain project out there that's worth exploring.
Absolutely. And if our listeners want to delve deeper into these projects, where should they go?
They should definitely visit cryptoishere.live. It's a fantastic resource with detailed information on all the projects we discussed today and many more.
It's a great starting point for anyone looking to navigate the exciting world of crypto. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the future of cryptocurrency. I'm really inspired by the level of innovation we've seen today.
Me too. It's clear that blockchain technology is here to stay, and these projects are paving the way for a more decentralized and inclusive future.
Here's a thought-provoking question for our listeners. What if blockchain technology becomes as commonplace as the internet in the near future? It's a possibility that's not too far-fetched, considering the rapid pace of development we're witnessing.
It's definitely something to ponder. The future of finance and perhaps even society as a whole is being shaped by these innovations.
It's an exciting time to be alive. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of crypto. And don't forget to visit cryptoishere.live to learn more about these amazing projects. The future of finance is out there waiting to be explored.
It certainly is.
Thank you for listening to your Crypto Review podcast.